This is Morning Edition on KSJD. I'm Daniel Reisel. Graduation for the high school classes of 2020 is around the corner, but it's a bit different than they imagined. Montezuma Cortez High School is just one of the schools that have adapted graduation ceremonies to fit public health requirements to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Dimri Plu is a senior at MCHS and is one of the planners for this year's graduation. Good morning.
Good morning.
So on May 21, your graduating class will have a drive-through ceremony. It starts at 5:30 p.m. with a community parade going east on 7th Street in Cortez. Could you walk me through how this is going to work from the perspective of yourself as one of the graduates in the ceremony?
Yeah, definitely. So the community or other people are going to be facing east on 7th. And then the graduates at 5:30 will all come. Each graduate is able to have two cars so that they can fit extended family. And we're going to line up, and cars can be decorated as much as or as little as you want. We're going to head through and just be able to see everyone in the community and give them that support that they usually give at graduation.
And so everybody who is watching, all the spectators that are there to celebrate, are they just going to be on the sidewalks? Do they have to be in their own cars? What will that look like?
So due to health regulations, they will have to stay in cars, but they can actually be in the back of trucks or on their hood if they would like. And windows down, cheering, yelling, it'll be great.
And from there, that's when the graduates will then pick up their diploma car by car.
Yeah, so the graduates will, after the parade on 7th, they're going to wind their way up through the high school parking lot and follow a lead car up to the front of the high school where there will be a stage set up. And they'll be able to get out at a canopy, pick up their diploma, walk across the stage, get some pictures, and then head out in their car.
I know that the school worked with the county health department to go over the plan to make sure that it meets all the requirements. But who else did you work on this with? Was it other students, some teachers and staff? Who else was involved?
So other students were also on the committee. The senior class representative, Susan Weisenbaker, the math teacher, was the head of the committee. We had some administrators on there. We had people from the school board. We had the Cortez Police Department was super helpful with talking to the county health representative. So then we also had parents. We had a whole bunch of support on the committee. It was great.
I know each high school is taking a different approach for graduation. Why did you feel that this plan was the best for celebrating your classmates?
I think a big thing in graduation is being there to support each other. And even though we can't be within 6 feet and we have to stay in our cars, we'll still be able to see everyone. And just the accomplishment of walking across stage, we really wanted to actually have a ceremony of some sort, even if it is strange.
Was it difficult for you to adjust to making these new graduation plans on top of all the other unexpected changes to your final year of high school?
Definitely difficult, not necessarily impossible. It was just bridges that we had to keep crossing and obstacles we had to jump over.
There's still some uncertainty as to what the next school year will look like as far as whether students will even be back in classrooms. Do you have anything you'd like to share, maybe some advice with those going into their senior year this fall in a similar situation?
Make the best of it, I guess. I know talking with classmates just over phone that it's difficult to get work done because you're not around other people who are doing the work, but just get through it because it's worth it. You're so close.
And there's certainly a bit of that social connection that has to be made up for too.
Definitely. But it's important that we all stay safe so that others in our community can be safe as well.
Before we go, I'd love to know, what are your plans for after high school?
So I am heading out pretty quick. I have a job up in Utah that has been modified some due to COVID-19, and then I will be attending Idaho State University in the fall for golf, and hopefully that's in live classes, but we're yet to see.
Dimri Plu is a senior at MCHS. She also helped out with planning this year's drive-through graduation. Beginning at 5:30 p.m. on May 21, graduates in their cars will head east on 7th Street in Cortez for a community parade before picking up their diplomas. Congratulations. Thank you for making the time, and best of luck to you.
Thank you.